Oh. Brad, have we got you again?
Yeah. Tell Chris to stop cutting me off, will you?
Yeah, well, stop being so controversial, Brad.
Yeah, I suppose so. That's right. But it gets to a stage where, yeah, it could go one or two ways. And I've got a funny feeling it might impact Hawthorne. I think they'll have a red hot go early. You know, and I just wonder whether, you know, when it gets maybe a little tough, because I expect that Sydney will want to bounce back this week, Billy, after,
yeah,
you know, an average performance last week. Well done to Richmond, but it was an average performance from the Swans. And what effect will it have on Buddy? You know, Buddy's come down early to see Ruffy, and, you know, so we'll have to wait and see. But I'm going with the Swans, mate. They're the outsider. I think they've been well found in the market now, but I'm going to stick with the Swans there.
Just speaking of Buddy, over a nine-week period, has he played better in his career than the last 9 weeks?
Not collectively, yeah. I don't think. I think spasmodically, yes. But as a body of work over the last few weeks, he's averaging, you know, 4 goals a game. You know, about 16 to 18 possessions. You know, taking the ball inside 50, probably a half a dozen times. He's really struck a chord. So it's going to be difficult to see who they can play on him to stop him. I assume Frawley gets the gig, but I think he might be a little bit. See, the thing about Buddy, he gets on his bike and gets down the ground.
He does.
You know,
yeah.
I think if he stays in the forward 50, Frawley possibly could stay with him, but if he starts running up and down the ground like a gazelle, that might just sort Frawley out a little bit, you know.
Let's have a look at Saturday's fixtures. Collingwood defeated Brisbane. It was a massive defeat for Brisbane. They're certainly stiffer opposition facing Geelong, Brad.
Yeah. They trained at Deakin University this week, the Cats. They've been a little concerned about their MCG form, even though they beat Hawthorn in round one. So that same dimensions, apparently, Belly, as the MCG. So that's a little bit of an indicator, but I'm with you. I think, yeah, whilst it was a nice return to form for Collingwood last week against Brisbane, who are just going like a busted wheel, I think Geelong will be far too good for them.
All right, and the same Adelaide Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium, even though it's at Metricon, Gold Coast just not going well enough to knock over Adelaide?
Yeah. Look, I think Gold Coast have got four. They had four. I think they might have three now. Playing in their, who are on their normal list, playing in their reserves tomorrow. That's how injury-riddled they are. So, and one thing about Adelaide too, Belly, ever since they've come into the competition, they've always beat up on Gold Coast. Doesn't matter, you know, I think Bluey can remember some shocking towelings, and I think they're going to get another one tomorrow.
All right. Port Adelaide and West Coast at Adelaide Oval Saturday afternoon. Josh Kennedy. I'm not sure what the latest with Josh, but didn't get on the plane awaiting the birth of his child, so I'm not sure where that is at and what impact that'll have on the game.
Yeah, oh well, he'll be elated for sure. One way or the other, by the time he hits the ground, I'm sure. But look, this is their best chance. This is their best chance to look. It won't get the monkey off their back, but it'll go a fair way to at least, you know, giving them some confidence going forward into the next couple of weeks that they can beat teams on the road of some quality. I mean, Port 2 years ago, yeah, you'd say no way, none will they beat there, but. And I'd be much more confident if it was Adelaide playing for West Coast, but I think West Coast will be too good for Port tomorrow.
All right, so West Coast at the fortress, as they say. Now, Carlton are going for 5 in a row, and they're the rank outsider against North Melbourne, Brad.
Yeah, I think they're entitled to be, so I think one of your old boys will. I think Goldstein will dominate. I mean, they're going to go into a ruck with Rowe and guys like that, and Gorringe coming into the side. But I just think without Cruiser, and to lesser degree, Casbolt. I just find it that you're... Look, and North have got to lock away a few too, Belly, because even though they haven't lost the game, you and I know that you just don't know what's around the corner, injury, suspension, and the teams that you play, and they're going to get tougher teams. They're going to meet stiffer opposition, so North will lock this one away.
Yeah, and that'll leave them 9-0, and the beauty of that situation, and it seems pretty obvious, Brad, is illustrated with Daniel Wells. You can go very conservative with Daniel, which you're going to do with a player like him anyway, but using him as an example, when you've already got 9, we're assuming they're going to beat Carlton, when you've got 9 in the bank after 9 rounds, you can just start to get a bit of flexibility with your selection and the like.
Absolutely. And look, as a rule, as a player, I didn't like to be out with injury any longer than 2 weeks. And Daniel Wells, I think they're playing safety first. He'll have his second week off and then hopefully back into it next week. And that's the good way. Because I think once players get into that rehab unit for much longer than a fortnight, I think they get a little bit comfortable. And sometimes a little bit harder to regain your form very quickly.
Okay, Domain Stadium, 20-6 Saturday night. Fremantle and Richmond, Brad. Will Fremantle get their first win?
Mate, 10 days ago, I would have put my house on it. But I think, that, you know, I think that I'm worried about it now, Belly. I really am. I, you know, I know having played in poor teams myself, in the 80s with Brisbane. You know, when you lose and lose and lose and lose, your confidence erodes. But then when you break through, somehow you stick two together.
Yeah.
And look at Carlton. I mean, they ugly win against Fremantle. They've won four in a row. Now, they're probably going to get stopped North on the weekend. But, you know, I've got a funny feeling Richmond are going to come over and probably get the job done against Fremantle now.
All right. Melbourne to beat Brisbane?
Yeah, easily.
Okay, we'll gloss over that one. This should be a really good game. GWS and the Western Bulldogs up at Spotless.
Yeah, GWS is probably getting us at the right time, I think, Billy. Nine players out injured or suspended. That makes the job hard. Look, I'm not fearful of GWS further down the track, but I think up there, you see what they've done at Canberra and at Spotless to Hawthorn, Geelong, Port, those sort of teams. So, unfortunately, I think GWS get the Bulldogs on the weekend.
It was a fair debut from young Jacob Hopper.
Oh, ripper.
Wasn't it a ripper? First game, and it was sensational.
Oh, but I think over your journey too, you know, when you first started with Fremantle, I think you had some reasonable kids. And if you're in the right side, you do look a hell of a lot better, don't you? You know, if you extricated some of those kids out of the bottom sides a few years ago over the journey and put them in the top sides, they'd probably look as impressive as he did. But he was very, very good just the same.
And last game of the weekend, St Kilda and Essendon, you'd think the Saints might respond from what was a very disappointing performance over in Perth, Brad.
Yeah, gee, they'd want to. I think there's a little bit of in-house fracas going on there at the moment. I think they offered Riewoldt a contract that wasn't very nice. You know, to go on. So I think they've had to go to the table and revise, but he's played super this year.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that he'd show the leadership qualities to drag him out of the mire. Essendon played a really good second half, but I think North Melbourne took their foot off the pedal too, but I'm with you. I think St Kilda win.
Good on you, Brad. Have a great weekend.
All the best. Cheers,
Brad Hardy, 6PR footy expert.